Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the big... are we on now? Oh, good. This is Penn Jillette on the big CBS Free FM. Rudy is out sick with tonsillitis here in New York, so I got Tim doing it. And I guess we didn't never told Tim that he should point to me when he goes in there. But I was supposed to count to 10 on my own. He's pointing to me now, so I feel much better. My points have evened out now. And we are going to take some phone calls today, God damn it. We haven't taken phone calls for about 2 weeks. I've had guests every single day. We've been yapping. You know, you try to get a word in edgewise when you got Gilbert and... Judy Gold and people like that on. So today,
sure you did.
Yeah, we also Michael Goudeau is on vacation, but in Las Vegas, Patrick has his finger on the button for the virtual Michael Goudeau. So you'll be feeling that Michael Goudeau.
Yeah, great. How are you doing today?
Doing very well, thank you, Goudeau. How are you? See, it doesn't work completely, but it's the idea is there. And I think today, if you want to call. And really, you can talk about, we can talk about pretty much whatever you want, but I thought I'd open it up with the circumcision discussion, 866-570-PEN, 7366. It's a front page of the New York Times. It's front page of everything that circumcision in Africa has, they did the study, has cut down men who were infected in heterosexual relationships by half. They did this study in sub-Sahara Africa with people with high risk of HIV, and they can still become infected when they're circumcised, but it's 50% less HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases. And so there's these headlines all over. The headline here says male circumcision, you know, cut by half. There's all these male circumcision cut by half. If Goudeau were here, he'd be giggling. Let me tell you that right now. But we did a show on the Penn and Teller Bulls hit and on circumcision, and we came out very much against circumcision. It is just male genital mutilation that's done for predominantly religious reasons. It's a religious rite of mutilation. And they do, of course, female circumcision, which everybody in the world seems to be against, except for a few countries in Northern Africa. And then there's male circumcision, which is done by Jews, Muslims, and Christians. And what they found is in places in Africa where they are Muslim and do get circumcised at, incidentally, the age of 12 or 13, the AIDS transmission was a little less than places where they had where they were not circumcised, where they did not have that religious bias. So call in 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. 866-570-PEN.
Yeah, let's take a call. 7366.
And you can also write in at penradio@gmail.com and penradio.com. And I want to talk to, let's take Jim. You on the line there, Jim?
Hi, how you doing?
Never been better, boss. How are you?
You did make one false statement there. You said it was hard for you to get a word in edgewise with your guests, but my money's on you when it comes to talking. So.
Well, okay, Jim. I think you're right there. I should have said it's hard for anyone who's calling to get a word in edgewise with my guests and me. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Thank
Good.
You.
And what are you going to say about the circumcision thing?
Okay, I have two sons, and I decided not to get them circumcised. They're like 21 and 18 now.
Wow, so you made that decision in the 80s.
Yeah, well, that was part of our lifestyle. We kind of don't, I'm an independent thinker in that, and I really don't, you know, I always study stuff. When people say you have to do it, that's when the red light goes on and I look at it, you know, and we decided not to. And,
well, in the 80s, the reason they gave was less religious and more that it was a health thing. So have you or your sons regretted that decision?
No. And I think it's given them a better outlook on life to be an individual and to how people would interact with them. You know, it's something you learn, you know, it's and I think it made them stronger as an individual.
They haven't had any regrets and never came to you and said, you know, Dad, why do we look different?
No. I just said that when I was young, people weren't making intelligent choices. They were just basically brainwashed, and I thought it was better for them. That's why I did it. You know, it's not, and they came to accept it and understood, and they understood it, and now it's no big deal, you know.
Now, you know the history of circumcision in the United States is mostly Kellogg and Graham. Yes, the cracker guy and the cereal guy were these real kind of Christian health nuts, and their reason...
Can I interrupt you for a
second?
Sure, go ahead. Do you know what my last name is?
What's that?
Graham.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But are you any relation to the cracker fortune?
No, I wish I was.
But they did that in order to cut down sexual pleasure. That was the reason that this was done.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it became these health reasons. And in the 80s, I believe the doctors probably told you that there were health pluses to doing the circumcision. Did they tell you that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, of course.
And you just ignored them.
I didn't believe it, but, you know, I'm not that I didn't believe it. It's just that I studied it, you know, and see, my whole family, all of my sisters and brothers decided not to get their kids circumcised. So they kind of grew up with other kids the same, you know.
Well,
it was probably easier.
That's really terrific. And I kind of worry that this study in Africa, I mean, it's very important to make it clear that it cuts down AIDS transmission by 50% for people who are not using condoms and people who are having indiscriminate sex. That's a really important thing. I mean, if your sons want to live in sub-Saharan Africa and have sex with anything that moves, all they have to use is a latex condom and they'll be fine.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, I'm so happy about the decision you made for your sons. If they're going to Africa, you write a note to penradio@gmail.com with an address, and I'll send them enough condoms to last them for a while.
Awesome.
Is that a deal? Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Okay.
866-570-PEN. That's 7366 if you don't have letters on your phone. 866-570-PEN. PennRadio@gmail.com is the email address. PennRadio, PennRadio.com. And PennRadio.com is our email address. And we're talking about the study in Africa. There's no controversy over this. The medicine... The study looks really good. It looks like it really does cut down AIDS transmission, but you have to make it very clear, this is not a reason to circumcise your kids in the U.S. It's not even a reason to circumcise in Africa if you are using condoms. And personally, I would rather my son, Zoltan, who is not circumcised, but only 6 months old, but then again, he is 27 pounds, so he'll probably be engaging in sexual acts very, very early. He'll be full grown to adult size in no time. And I think it's better to put a condom on that you can take off and throw away, or I suppose save in a scrapbook, than it is to have a surgical procedure done. And a lot of these surgical procedures in Africa, if we're going to suggest to them in Africa that they get circumcised, we need to put money there, or I guess you could say, put our money where our mouths are, and make sure that we give them the money for safe circumcisions. Because right now they're done with, you know, a bottle of Jack Daniels and a rusty Swiss Army knife, and we have to make sure that we do a little better than that. You know, Nelson Mandela talks about being circumcised with a spear when he was 12 years old, and he was supposed to cry out, "Now I'm a man," probably in whatever the national language is there, probably not those words. And instead, he just said he winced in pain. So in Nelson Mandela's book, he has his life story. He has that funny story of being circumcised with a spear. But there's a downside to that as well. The downside of being circumcised with a spear is if we're going to tell Africans that they maybe want to get circumcised for HIV, we also have to make sure that we give them the money for sterile equipment and so on so that they can do it safely. But my money would still be on, excuse me, instead of doing mutilation of human beings, it'd be better to just send them condoms. Do you want to, I think I'm going to take another call. Let's talk to Bill. You there, Bill?
Yes, I'm here.
What's up, Bill?
I'm from Chicago. Anyway, a little bit of trivia, which I learned years and years ago. Apparently, during World War II, when they were sending Marines out to the South Pacific, the conditions were bad enough so that they started circumcising them and sending them out. And I remember I ran into a guy that knew this, and they said they gave him a little can of Freon, so if you started to get excited or something, you'd chill it down to lower the libido.
They gave them a what, say that whole thing again?
No. As an adult going into the South Pacific, where everything is hot and wet and humid, you would, the increase in disease was so great that they would circumcise the grown men before they sent them out there.
Really?
And to help them deal with it after the fact, they'd get a can of Freon. So if they got excited or something, they could give themselves like a cold bath to try and lower
the
libido.
So you're telling me that when the, you know, the swimsuit issue comes out, you have a can of Freon there? And are you saying you spray the Freon on your sexual parts?
It's like taking a cold shower, basically. You know, in cold weather, you're not...
Let me just ask you.
One of the things they did. You don't want to.
Let's just get
have your little buddy stand up at attention after, just, you know, after that's done.
Let's just get it. Let's just get empirical for a moment. Have you ever taken a can of Freon to your
little
Houdini?
No.
Never.
No.
Yeah. I guess that would stop the sexual turn on. So you're saying that they took American servicemen, 19-year-old horny men going to serve our country and also meet some foreign women. They took those people and they mutilated them. They did circumcision to them. They were not allowed to get excited after that, and the way to stop being excited was a can of Freon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, if it lowers AIDS, it's been documented for a long time, the regular STDs are reduced.
Sure.
And when you think about it, it's a warm place where germs can grow.
Yeah.
And maybe the term jungle rot didn't initially mean to your toes.
Maybe that's true. So they did this for hygienic reasons, and I can see that as being okay if you're going to be in that kind of situation. But, man, the can of Freon kind of flips me out. If anyone knows anything about using a can of Freon to spray on yourself to not be sexually excited, please call in 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PenRadio@gmail.com. PenRadio.com. And I'm going to take another phone call now. Let's talk to Rick. Are you there, Rick?
Hi, Ben. What's shaking?
Well, we're talking about circumcision, so less than could be.
I read that an article on that study, and I'd be interested to find out what the mechanism they think it is for the reduction. It doesn't seem to me to make much sense scientifically for it to be more protected without a foreskin.
Yes, the antibodies and so on in the body, what they're doing is you're storing up. It's a place for the AIDS virus to live before it infects you. I'm trying to find in the article exactly what it says here, but it is explained, and it does seem to make sense. But still, once again, you'd be much better off with a condom. I'm trying to find this. I'll keep looking here, and I'll find it. But it was explained fairly well in one article. It might have been the New York Times article that had a really good thing on it. Let me just try that while I'm looking. See, if I had Godot here, he'd be typing the whole thing. But the New York Times...
So it was explained in one of them?
It is explained. I think I may have it. I may have it pretty soon. But I will dig that up.
I also want to say that my parents were very forward-thinking. I was born in 77, my brother in 78, and neither of us are circumcised.
Now, I want to find this out. Are your parents, you say forward-thinking, does that mean they're hippies?
No, they weren't hippies.
No, what kind of forward-thinking were they?
Well, they just had seen other children get circumcised and screaming in pain and didn't want that for us.
And you're now, whatever you are, you're 30-something, right?
I'm 29.
29. I could have done that math quicker, but I didn't. Now, have you ever regretted it?
Never.
Never for a second?
A little awkward moment in boot camp in the showers for the first time, but aside from that.
And other than that, it's fine. And your sexual partners have all been thrilled with the different situation?
Sometimes a little surprised, but they've all been fine with it.
Yeah, they weren't unpleasantly surprised.
Not unpleasantly.
It was
surprised.
Just, ooh, a new treat. And have you ever used it as part of your, have you ever told somebody as part of your seduction, saying, hey, want to see something you've never seen before?
Never used it in the pitch, no.
Never used it in the pitch?
No.
I think
hey, baby.
I think you owe it to the... I think you owe it to the radio show to go out and use that in the pitch and see how it plays.
I don't think my wife would be very pleased with that, honestly.
Well, just try the pitch with just your wife, maybe. I don't know. I guess, okay, so that experiment can't be done. We won't find out.
I'll try and work that out with my wife, though.
Yeah, try to work it out. If you need some help convincing her, just have her call in the show. 866-570-PED, 7366-PEDradio@gmail.com, PENradio.com. And we'll be back talking more about circumcision. I'm going to see Lou Reed tonight. I'll talk about that a little bit. My game show Identity is coming up next week. And this is Penn Jillette on CBS Free FM. This is, oh my goodness, I was just about to cough, and he gave me the countdown. This is Penn Jillette on CBS Radio, 866-570-PEN, 7366. We're on the free FM, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. You know, it feels good to talk to people again. It's been a long time. We're talking about circumcision. Turns out that if you live in Africa and you're not willing to use a condom and you're having sex with many partners and you don't have the money to buy condoms, it might be a good idea if someone else is paying for it to get circumcised, because then it would cut down your chance of being HIV positive by 50%. That's what the news means. But the headlines are all saying, you know, everybody should get circumcised, because there's nothing human beings like more than cutting off the foreskin of other human beings, I guess. But let's talk to Mitch. Are you on the air there? Are you on the line there, Mitch? What's up, Mitch?
Yeah, I'm here, Penn. I love your show.
Thanks so much, man.
I have a friend who's a doctor and who doesn't want to circumcise people. So sometimes the people still insist, but he says the one way he stopped it is he tells the parents, well, he'll do it if they'll hold the child while he does it.
Wow.
And
yeah.
Nobody will do it that, you know, once they see the pain.
You know, we did, when we did our show, Bulls Hit, about circumcision on Showtime, which is no longer airing, but it is on DVD. We did the show on that. We had footage of a circumcision because that seemed like a really good idea, and it's Showtime, so we can do whatever we want. So we had that footage, and we couldn't use all of it, not because of any sort of standards and practices from Showtime, but just Teller and I just were so bothered by seeing a little kid cry like that. And, you know, they'll tell you that the little kids don't remember it, and the babies don't remember the pain, and the pain isn't that bad. But, you know, last night I took my daughter, who's 18 months old, to the Big Apple Circus, and there's no chance she's going to remember that ever. But the smile on her face and her eating popcorn and cotton candy, I enjoyed her enjoying the circus right now. And I think that I would really be bothered by my son Zoltan, who's 6 months old, in the kind of pain he'd have to be in to do a little snip on his foreskin. So that's a great idea by the doctor friend. I like that a lot.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Mitch. Let's talk to Bob. You on there, Bob?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm going to get the phone number one more time. 866-570-PEN, 7366. If you don't have letters on your phone, 866-570-PEN, or send me an email at PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. And now I'm talking to Bob. What's up, Bob?
Hey, you guys talking about that circumcision. I was circumcised at the age of 23.
How old are you now, Bob?
45.
You still remember that time, 23?
Yes, I do. I really do. I remember the fact that after the surgery.
Sure. And did you have a can of Freon with you?
No. No, they didn't. No.
Now, why, let me ask this question very carefully. Why the hell did you get circumcised at 23?
Well, it wasn't the thing of choice or desire. But that was my point. There's more reasons for circumcision than religious things. Or this AIDS thing. There's a condition called phimosis, is what I had every summer when it got hot and dry out, or just, I guess it was hot and humid, I would actually say, is that this condition, skin condition called phimosis, the skin, that foreskin would shrink, and then when I panna.
Oh, that doesn't sound pleasant. That sounds awful. So you were one of the people that wish you had gotten circumcised as a baby, is that right?
Yes, I do.
Would have been much better off. And do you have any sons?
No.
You don't have any sons. But you would certainly...
Five girls.
You have five girls?
Yes.
that's great. So you don't have to deal with this at all. But would, if you had had a son, would you have gotten him circumcised?
No.
No. So it's only if you happen to have this condition. Do you happen to know, because, you know, often when people get a disease or an ailment, they look into it a little more. Do you know what percentage of uncircumcised men get that problem?
No, I don't. They just said that it was a condition back then. It was pretty bad. I don't know if it's a transmittable, you know, a contagious thing or what. But I know it bothered me pretty bad.
But now that you're, how long did it take you to, you know, thinking about baseball and not getting excited before you were you okay? How long was your recovery after when you were 23?
Recovery would have been a lot shorter.
Now is that the woman you had the five daughters with?
No, actually, I didn't have any with her.
I got to tell you, I love her. I love that girlfriend of yours. I just love her.
Yes. But about 3 days later, everything was okay.
Well, it was only about 3 days then.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. Well, that's good. Yeah. I like getting the information on that, and I wish we'd known that before we did the Showtime show, because I would have loved to have mentioned that there are some situations where you really do get circumcised that aren't for religious or cosmetic reasons or to get a 50% chance less of AIDS, but rather a good, solid medical reason. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Okay, bye.
Thanks so much for calling. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. That's a phone number if you want to call. And we're talking about circumcision here. And penradio@gmail.com. If you want to write in, penradio.com is our web address where you can go. If you go to penradio.com, you can get all sorts of groovy stuff going on there. We have all the Mike Jones, the enormous orchestra music there. If you like the theme song coming in and out on the Penn Jillette Show, then you can get all that music. Jonesy's just giving it away for free. But if you want to follow the links, we have links to Jones Jazz, which is Mike Jones' piano site, and you can get CDs of him playing all sorts of stuff. Because, you know, we were here in New York playing at the Knickerbocker last Friday and Saturday, and there was one little collection of Monkey Tuesday Monkey Tuesday fans over to one side as I was playing bass. They were yelling for Monkey Tuesday, and some people were very, very kind and said that I played well at the Knickerbocker. I had Jay Lenhart, who I was informed by Jay Lenhart that I pronounced his name wrong on the air. He's a monster bass player, and you can also find him on the web. It's Leonhart. Jay is his first name, J-A-Y, Jay Lenhart, and he is a monster bass player and does a one-man show called The Bass Lesson, I think, with a great song called You Can't Sing While Playing Bass, or You Can't Play Bass and Sing. It's about playing bass and singing. I don't know the exact order. And it was a terrific night at the Knickerbocker. It's a great, great place. I had a huge steak. I had a steak that was, you know, the size of a cow. So we're talking about circumcision here and this new study out of Africa where they're going to circumcise adult males, I guess, in order to cut down on HIV transmission. And we have I'm going to take a call from Bob. What's up, Bob?
Hey, great show. First thing I got to say is, hey, I'm from Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts.
You are not. Get out of here.
Yep, our whole family, we used to play golf in Greenfield
sure.
all the time when I was a little boy.
Well, Greenfield, Massachusetts had a country club. Is that where you
yep,
played? Did you play the public golf course?
No, it was the public one. And remember the little par 3 they had there by that Tomahawk or something? It's been a long time village where you could do it at night, and they had the light.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's actually Tomahawk, I believe, on the Mohawk Trail.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And where are you living now?
I live in Las Vegas, of course.
Of course. We're all good northwestern Massachusetts boys go. It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, when you live in western Mass and you shovel that snow every year, Vegas seems really good. So what? Nothing can live there. So what? It's a drought. So what? It's all sand. So what? Nothing green grows. So what if it looks like the moon? At least we're not shoveling snow, right, Bob?
Exactly. You know, I'm so surprised someone from Greenfield, Massachusetts, because you talk to everybody from Springfield or here or there, no one knows where Shelburne Falls is or, you know, Greenfield, Hatfield, and all those areas.
Yeah. All those areas along there. Yeah, I was just up there. I did one of the shows from there, from Greenfield, as a matter of fact, from good old WHAI, and it was just it was fabulous. My sister still lives up there and listens to the show, so I'm glad you're out, got out of Shelburne Falls and now living in Vegas. Well, you got anything to say about the circumcision stuff we're talking about?
You know, we've had both of my sons circumcised, and, you know, my doctor used anesthetic on both of them, and we held both kids, and there was no pain at all. And it took 2 or 3 days, and once they were done and they got a little pain and swelling, they just got a baby aspirin, but boom, it was you know, I know some of the doctors don't do it, but we insisted on that anesthetic. We do not want to see our children in any pain, and it was easy, actually.
And why did you get the kids circumcised at all? For religious reasons?
No, just, I don't know. I guess that's just what you do for health reasons.
Uh-huh.
You know, our parents kind of insisted upon it and stuff, and we wanted to have it done right away with his first monthly checkup. So he was about a month old when it happened.
Uh-huh. So I guess you could say cosmetic and also just social reasons. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
now your kids are safe.
The best thing.
If they go to Africa, have a lot of sex, and don't use condoms, their chances have been cut by 50%.
I guess.
Okay,
you know,
there you go.
Well, I don't see why we can't wrap it and send condoms over there.
I would think that's a much better idea. Thanks a lot, Bob. And do you ever get back to Shelburne Falls?
Very rarely, very rarely. Maybe you've heard of us. We're the Rowland family. Actually, my cousin was governor of Connecticut.
Really?
How
cool is that? I don't happen to know that, but governor of Connecticut seems cool. I mean, that's a real state.
Yeah, I mean, it seems okay. I mean, I don't know if he's stayed out of jail or he's in anything for corruption, but God bless him, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love your show in Vegas, too.
Wonderful talking to you, Bob. Thanks a lot, man.
Bye.
I got a great message from a woman named Marty, although her web address is different, that says, Pam, my son was born at 9 pounds, 11 ounces, and with long fingernails. I was a nursing mother and kept asking the professionals to cut his fingernails, and no one would. No doctor, no nurse. But they kept asking me over and over again if I wanted him circumcised. I kept telling them no. I guess they can charge for the circumcision, but not for the fingernail clipping. That's what Marty has to say. So that's kind of a nutty situation. I got another Gmail here. Now, usually, you know, I have Goudeau screening these Gmails carefully. But now's the time for you to slide in under the radar and say any crazy stuff you want. Because I'm doing some of this reading completely cold. This is from Andrea. I am so glad to know there are people who are equally against circumcision. As a WASP, and I assume she means white Anglo-Saxon Protestant and not an insect, it was a huge deal to not get my son circumcised. He is now 2.5, and it hasn't been a problem, but there are always news stories, especially today's headlines, that have made me doubt my decision. I need constant reassurance. I would love to know your take on explaining to boys why they are different from their daddies. I have already planned the explanation, if he asks, that I thought he was a work of art, just like Michelangelo's David, and I didn't want to change a thing. That seems like a fine answer. I think that you can explain to a kid, and I've got to think about this too. It's not like I have an answer. Not like I've been through this a few times, but I think I'm going to explain to Zoltan that the reason he looks different than I do is that I was born at a time of religious fanaticism in the United States of America, and that part of the religious fanaticism included an idea of genital mutilation, and I was part of that and didn't want to pass it on to him. So I think I'm going to tell him what happened is I have a permanent mark, like a tattoo on my arm, that was given to me when I was very, very young, because my parents weren't told any different, and that he, Zoltan, doesn't have that tattoo, but he's welcome to get them whenever he wants. Any sort of modifications that our son or daughter want to do to their bodies is terrific with me. We're all for it. They can do any modifications they want, but I want them to choose it and not to have it done before they're even even able to make a consent or decide on it. That's the decision now. 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. Got a bunch of calls coming in. I'll come back and take a few of those. This is Penn Jillette on CBS Radio, Free FM. Yeah, we're back. This is Penn Jillette, Free FM, CBS Radio, 866-570-PEN, that's 7366. 866-570-PEN. I guess the phones are filled up now, so we got to get rid of a few of them so other people can call in. PennRadio@gmail.com. I read a couple of Gmails here. PennRadio.com. I am going out tonight to see Lou Reed do Berlin out at St. Anne's in Brooklyn. And he's doing all of the 1973 classic album Berlin. I'm going out there. Teller's going out there. Teller and I didn't even know that each other were going. It's just we're both huge Lou Reed fans. We're both going out there. I'm really enjoying New York. Big Apple Circus last night. It's a great show. Great show this year. Saw Paul Binder. Saw Grandma, who I know is Barry. And I'll tell you, New York's lucky to have the Big Apple Circus. So get on down and see their show. We only saw half of it because we were with our daughter, Moxie, who's 18 months old, and wasn't really up for staying through a two-hour circus. But she loved the first half. It was very, very hard to watch the circus. My daughter was sitting on my lap enjoying the circus so much, I just wanted to watch her. Let's take a phone call. We're talking about circumcision on the Penn Jillette Show. And we got Liz, who's ready to talk to me. Hello, Liz.
Hi, Penn.
How are you doing?
I am doing great today.
Good,
a little
good.
Nervous.
What are you nervous about?
I just got a little bit of the shakes being all on, you know, celebrity radio with Penn.
Just calm down. You're doing fine, Liz. Where are you now? You at home?
I am at home today.
So you're at home and relaxed. You're on the phone. What could possibly go wrong?
I don't know. I'm sharing a story that when I tell my husband that I've done it, yeah, we'll see what the consequences of that are.
Okay, well, we'll try to. We won't even say what city you're in. We won't say anything. And I won't even say your name again, Mary, okay?
That works for me.
I won't even say
my name anyway, and I'm definitely not giving you this.
So go ahead. Tell me the story of your. I guess we're talking about your husband's penis. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, good, good, good. As long as we know what we're talking about, go ahead.
Well, many, many years ago when we first started dating and were both young and a little sexually ignorant,
mm-hmm.
he had that phimosis condition.
Had that when you were dating?
He had that when we were dating.
Oh, my goodness.
Things kind of moved quickly when we were dating. And anyway, the first time we were going to engage in intercourse, I knew nothing about circumcision.
So this was your first sexual experience?
This was not my first sexual experience.
Okay, that's what we need to know. So you were going to be a little bit surprised anyway by the fact he looked different than your other sexual experiences, right?
Yeah, that would require looking, I think.
Oh, you didn't look.
Yeah, we were young. 18.
Okay, sure.
18, good. Nervous, fumbling around, doing the first semester of college thing.
Okay, so at least is what you're telling your kids now. This whole story actually took place 4 years earlier, but now you're telling your kids it was the first semester of college, right?
No, I'm actually telling the truth.
Okay,
about
good,
that.
Good. I just want to know
college.
Because, you know, I work at a radio show, so I'm prepared to have everyone lie to me.
Yeah, I was definitely lying on the name.
Okay.
Definitely not who I am.
Good. Okay, so you hadn't looked, but you were just starting out college. You'd had a little bit of sexual experience, but not a lot, and most of that was was fumbling in the dark with people who were marginally more competent than you, if at all. And now your husband comes along with thrombosis. Is that what it's called?
Phimosis, I believe.
Something like that, sure.
Said earlier.
Yeah.
Whatever. Tight foreskin.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Which, incidentally, if you and I start a band, we're going to call it Tight Foreskin, just so you know.
works for me. Anyway,
you know, I think the small clubs, it'll be a three-piece band, and then we get excited, they'll expand to a seven-piece band. That'll be our whole ad thing. So he had this problem, and is this
his... He had this problem. I didn't know anything about it. He didn't tell me anything about it. I asked him if he wanted to make love, he said, and I still remember all these many years later, that he said, damn straight.
So you asked him. You invited him.
I invited him.
Yeah.
And
damn straight, the fact that he said damn straight tells us the year, too, doesn't it? Go ahead.
It might.
You sure he didn't say solid baby?
No.
Groovy?
No.
I'm hip?
I would share the year, but...
Straight ahead. Okay, go ahead.
It's been a long time. Anyway, so we began the act and then moved around so that I would be on top.
Uh-huh.
And
good radio show. Tell it slow. Tell it slow. This is good radio. Go ahead. You lowered yourself upon him.
And the poor man yelped.
Oh, dear. He yelped?
Yelped.
And how'd you react to that?
I think I froze just in stunned shock.
You pulled out your can of Freon.
I think I might as well have.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. I don't remember enough to say that part. But I will tell you that there was blood involved, and it wasn't for me.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
And you still ended up marrying him. You still worked over it.
You know, we did. We've been together almost 21 years now.
Well, congratulations to you. And did he get circumcised because of this?
He did not. That appeared to have done the trick, the little deflowering incident there.
Oh, really? Really? And then after that, he was fine. And how many days did it take to recover before you asked him again if he wanted to make love, and he said, damn straight?
I'm pretty sure that we didn't wait a full day.
Oh, okay, good. So your pleasure was greater than his pain.
This was his first time, and
sure.
I think he was anxious to. He was willing to work through the pain.
Of course, and who wouldn't be? And I want to tell you that I can just tell you with absolute certainty that if your husband does hear about you telling this story and busts you on it, he's just going to be thrilled because you just sound sexy and delightful and you've been together forever and you got through that. And I think it's terrific. I think you should brag to him that you were on the radio talking about this because I don't think it's anything you're embarrassed about. I think it's to be proud of. He was willing to work through any amount of pain to make love to you, and I don't blame them. So thanks a lot for calling.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Ben.
Thank you. We've got somebody that wrote in here, Darren, who just says, Dear Penn, why not take this all a step further and lop off the entire penis? This would also prevent sexually transmitted diseases. Then he says, enjoy Lou, and I'm gonna. And that's Darren that wrote that in. And, you know, that is the point. My wife said as I left, you have to do a show on circumcision and make sure that you point out that if you cut off someone's arms, they won't ever have wrist ailments again. You can solve that whole thing. Of course, the wrist ailments can also be solved with a can of Freon. No one's called about that. No one's called in and said, you know, Ben, about that can of Freon thing. 866-57, excuse me. 866-570-PEN 7366. By the way, I've had this cough now for 3 weeks, so I'm getting used to it. It may have gone from ailment to character trait. I just may have a cough forever after this. 866-570-PEN. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. And let's talk to Otis. You on the line there, Otis?
Absolutely. How you doing today, Ben?
Doing very well, thank you. Yourself?
Fantastic.
Good. What's up?
I turned on the show and I heard it, and I missed the part about Africa because I tuned in a little late.
Huh?
And as they did that study here a few years back,
mm-hmm.
and it was totally debunked. It could not be replicated. The pool of participants was too small.
That's right.
And the American Association of Pediatrics, which is about as conservative as you can get without going complete Nazi,
mm-hmm.
debunked the study and does not recommend infant circumcision.
Right, I know that. For the U.S., our show, Penn and Teller BS, is still for the United States on the side of truth and justice. But this study was entirely, and I believe, sub-Saharan Africa, where there are many people who aren't circumcised. And this is just for the transmission of AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases in people that do not use condoms. And that's the important part of the whole thing. So have you found that, that study in Africa now? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I think better than mutilating people would be to maybe, I don't know, send them some condoms, teach them some hygiene classes.
It's also...
prevent the Pope from going there and telling them not to use condoms.
Exactly.
That might help.
I mean, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that is the solution, right? Condoms are morally wrong, so we will mutilate their genitals because it might cut down on AIDS by 50%, which is a huge number. But all the same, condoms is knocking on 100% if used right. And are you circumcised, Otis?
Yes, I am, but I'm exploring the possibility of foreskin reconstruction.
Yeah, we had that. We had that on the Showtime show, the Penn and Teller BS show. We had it on, and there is a guy that has that, and because we did the show, he sent us some of these little weird barbell contraptions, and I thought about using it, too. I think it's a good idea.
I'm checking it out. I'm not sure that I'd have the... ability to dedicate myself to follow through with something like that.
Well, if you do, you keep listening to the show and call and report back, because we want to know every little thing that happens with your penis. Okay, Otis?
Well, my best friend's threatening to get it for me for Christmas. If she does, I'll give it a shot. I'll let you know.
Okay, man, thanks. Report back, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Otis. I think that we have, what do you think, Tim? The best callers anybody ever has? Cans of Freon, all that stuff going on. It's going good. 866-570-PEN, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. I guess I got time for one more call. Mark, what's up?
Hello?
You there, Mark? What's up?
Yeah, hey, Penn, how you doing? I've been listening to you for over a year since you've been on the radio. You guys are great.
Oh, thank you so much.
Anyway, I'm in Chicago, and I just wanted to tell you that I have a real good friend of mine. Actually, the guy just turned 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 or 4 years ago, he told me he had to go to the doctor because he had to get circumcised. He was never circumcised when he was young. And the doctors made him get circumcised at age 76 because this is the honest to God truth. To this day, the guy is circumcised, and he goes to the washroom, urinates, fine. But he was advised by his doctor at age 76 to go in and get circumcised. Otherwise, he would have big problems.
Wow, that's astonishing. And were you around him when he got it? Did he talk to you about it? Did it hurt a lot?
Well, before he got it, he was telling me about it, and he said I think he was in bed for about 3 or 4 days.
Yep.
And now when we go down in the other half business.
And on that, we're going out. This is get yourself a can of Freon, man. 866-570-PEN. This is Penn Jillette on CBS Free FM. I'll be back again tomorrow if the creek does not rise.